So with that, how do you start your music career?
Ooh, I started with music at home, really. With my father played piano a little bit, mm-hmm. and trumpet, and there were always jazz sounds in the house. Mm-hmm. And I heard the great jazz bass player Ray Brown on a mm-hmm. television program with Oscar Peterson, and I just thought, yes, that's my thing, that's what mm-hmm. I want to do. The double bass, the sound, the feel, and everything about it. So, and I was very lucky that I lived in a place where it was possible to get mm-hmm. Music lessons easily, so I was able to get a bass, find a teacher, and start to play. And when I started to play, you couldn't study jazz, really. I studied classical music, but just learned to play jazz by listening and playing with my father, playing with other people, and that's how I started.
Interesting. Okay, and do you make your music yourself?
Yes, I do. I write my own music. Some of the music that we'll perform tonight in the show is written. Well, the first tune we'll play is a tune by me, and everybody in all of the tunes that we'll play in the performance tonight have been written by us. Mm-hmm. But yes, I write too.
Okay, and can you play any other kinds of instruments?
Not really. Well, yeah, I play bass guitar, but it's all bass. No, so I sing excruciatingly badly, and I can tinkle on a piano. But no is the answer. No, I don't.
Okay, and do you want to learn?
I've got enough. it's enough to
double
learn to play the bass.
Enough?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that you are teaching at Oxford, right?
That's true.
So I look through your courses. It's Latin, Greek.
That's right.
Rome.
Yeah.
So are you interested in history?
Very, very interested in history. I always have been, and I've always done sort of history and music together, side by side. And it's something that's important to me, something I enjoy very much.
So is music your hobby or your work? How do you
consider it? It's both. it is my work. It's important for my living. Mm-hmm. It puts food on my table. It feeds my dog. It feeds my wife. but it's 50-50.
And how do you write your music? Do you choose a clear planning for spontaneous?
Writing music, sometimes it's just the ideas come from nowhere. Sometimes I might be just, you know, walking with the dog and I get an idea. Sometimes I might be just sitting with my bass and I will play something and think, oh yeah, that could be good. Or I might hear an interesting rhythm that we could, one of the tunes I wrote.
In Turkey.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, so you know about that. But yes, there was this rhythm that was being played, and I just wrote it down on a napkin, and then came back and thought, oh yeah, I must try to make something happen. Mm-hmm. So inspiration comes from different places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And could you give a piece of advice for like beginners?
For jazz beginners, it's yes. You have to. I think. Two things. You have to listen and listen and listen. Listen to as much music as you can of the great masters of jazz. Not just your own instrument, but everything. Listen to as many people as possible to be excited and inspired. And then you have to practice hard. And I think it's a very difficult thing, but you must not be afraid of failing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you make mistakes, you have to think, if you make a mistake, you have to think, oh good, because now I won't do that again, and it might send me in a new direction. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid of failure, and listen as much as you can.
Okay, and do you remember any funny cases or curious cases from concerts or rehearsals?
funny things. Oh, these things happen all the time, I think. That's a difficult one. One that comes to mind, it might be difficult to translate, but when I was playing in a classical orchestra, I was quite young, and I was sitting on a chair, but the seat of the chair was separate from the legs, so they weren't fastened together. Okay. So it was carefully balanced, and I was sitting on my bass, and we came to a great big piece in the music where it went bah, and then silence, and I went with my bass, and the bass slipped forward, and it went forward, and the chair just went everywhere, and it was kind of wood and metal. So instead of silence, there was like clatter, 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 and this idiot double bass player in a concert hall full of people.
Did you fall from the chair now?
I don't know, it was like, oh, you know, the bass and everything. So, yeah, I think that was a bad moment.
So it's a very funny experience. I know, I read somewhere that you read the Russian literature. Not an original still, but...
No, not true. I can just about read the words, but I can't read Russian.
Maybe in English. You don't?
Oh, yes, in English, yes. Yeah, in English,
what is your favorite?
What have I read recently? I don't think he's Russian, but I think Viktor Pelevin. Mm-hmm. I really like his work. And some of the poetry, I've now forgotten, and it slips the name, but the guy who wrote the... Who wrote the Voronezh notebooks?
War and Peace?
No. The one that we used for the Black Earth quote. What was the guy's name? Called the Moscow Notebooks. I think it was called the Moscow Notebooks and the Voronezh notebooks. Very famous poet.
Dostoevsky.
No.
Pushkin.
And it began with M.
What do you mean?
The poet. You know, the one who said that line about the Black Earth. About the Chernozem, that was on Songs from the Black Earth album.
We
use the quote, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is okay. It's a stony, yeah.
Because
it
begins with M.
With M?
Someone.
Okay, so...
We will find it.
Mandelstam?
That's it. That's it. Mandelstam. Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Is that good? That's good. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Did you dream about being a musician or a teacher when you were a child?
I probably dreamt about being a musician. I did not dream about being a teacher.
Like from the early childhood you wanted to be?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, music was exciting to me all the time. And my dad was very cool. so there were great sounds. So I liked that, yeah. Being a teacher, no. But I started teaching by accident. And then realised that it was... something that I enjoyed very much, actually, much more than I expected to. So I carried on doing it.
Can you divide your music career from your teaching experience?
Yeah, I do, I completely. Mm-hmm. They have to be separate. But I think the thing that joins them is it's about communicating ideas. When you play jazz, you're trying to have an idea and tell someone else about it. If that's a tune or what you're playing, so I think it's about trying to communicate ideas is the thing that joins the music and the teaching. But I keep them pretty much completely separate. You know, they have to be. Although I do teach music as well. I do teach
The bass. I read this interview about music. Yeah. Okay, and. Interesting question. If you were an animal, who would it be?
Oh, I'd want to be... I think I'd want to be my dog. Because she has such a beautiful life. Definitely want to be a dog. I would be loyal to my owner. I would be a good dog. And they would take care of me. And I would have... They would. I think, yes, if you're my dog, you have a beautiful, beautiful life. I want to be my dog.
Okay. And what superpower would you like to have if you were a superhero?
Is it what power? Ooh, I'd like to be. Ooh, I'd like to be able to travel through time.
Okay. Why? Because jazz was much more popular.
Maybe because I'm interested in history. Maybe that kind of thing would be cool.
Okay, and you're a teacher of Latin, right?
Yeah.
So do you really know Latin? I heard that you have a course, advanced Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you teach it for?
I teach it in the university at Oxford.
Yeah, and it's for medicine?
No, for students who are interested in Latin. So, you know, to read, you know, we read the great literature in the original Latin language, and it's beautiful, it's a joy.
And what is the most difficult part of your job?
The most difficult part of the job? Not having enough time to do everything.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What about your family? Do you have enough time for your family?
I think it works out okay. Yeah. We don't have kids, so we have a dog and my wife as well. My wife is an artist and has just retired from teaching. But I think the balance that we are, you know, I think it's a source of strength, mm-hmm. in our relationship that we both do other things, mm-hmm. apart from each other, and then come back together to be together. So mm-hmm. so it works well, I think.
Do you travel a lot?
I do travel a lot, yeah, because I go, as well as the music tours, I take students to Greece and Italy to study the, you know, mm-hmm. the ancient sites, the archaeology. So I've just recently been in Greece and Italy for quite a long tour with some students to all the great sites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And what is the most pleasant part of your job?
Ooh, I think it's partly the travel. I like traveling just for traveling. I like with the music. I like it because of there's something special about being on stage with great musicians, but I also like just the camaraderie of being together with great people that you like and enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's about many things. I think there's the fun of playing of playing together is a very special thing, and I think the camaraderie, the fun that we have, you know, off the stage as well, mm-hmm. as well as on the stage.
Okay. What do you think about Voronezh? Loves this festival at all?
I have really good memories about, you know, really good feelings for it. I've been traveling to Russia for more than 15 years now, and what is so nice is that the people that we've met have always been friendly, warm, welcoming, genuinely nice, you know. And I was just saying with Leonid earlier that Voronezh, I think, has a wonderful place in the Jazz Province Festival. The, mm-hmm. you know, the people here, you know, have always been really, really nice, hospitable, welcoming. So my feelings about, you know, about Russia in general, Voronezh in particular, very positive.
Mm-hmm. How do you relax?
I relax partly by listening to music. Mm-hmm. Which isn't always relaxing, but sometimes listening to music, maybe not jazz music, either other mm-hmm. kinds of music. Certainly walking my dog. I like to just play, you know, those kind of things. You know, we have a beautiful garden at home. Mm-hmm. So
can you call on music like your relaxation while making music?
In some ways it is. It's less of a relaxation than a need, you know. It's, I think, you know, I need to do it. You know, it's a it's a funny thing that it's, you know, it's, I think we all sort of feel that, is that this is what we do, it's what makes us who we are, mm-hmm. and we try and so it's, you know, we just do it because that's what we do. That's who we are.
What are your future plans or after our city?
All right, future plan after your city, we go we're going to 3 more cities, I think. Belgorod, Kursk, and Ariel, and then to Moscow. Mm-hmm. So there's things to do, and then it's back to, yeah, for me back to England. I've got a different project with another band that's going to play in Holland, mm-hmm. The next weekend, and then the weekend after that I'll be back with Leonid and Nick, mm-hmm. to play in Poland. So we've got some nice things coming up. Bigger things. I'm writing 2 books that I'm trying to finish, so I need to finish those. One about Roman history, mm-hmm. and one for children about Greek mythology.
For children.
Yeah.
Like in the usual words.
Yeah. So, which is a new challenge. It's good. So.
And what about double bass? Do you write?
Yeah. We. I hope that next year we'll be making a new. New record with new CD with, mm-hmm. with Leonid and Nick, the trio. So yeah, many nice plans, I think. So, you know, more travels, more travels, more music.
You know. How did you get your first success in your music path?
How did I get my first success in music? I think the depends what you mean by success. I don't know whether I'm successful or not. But my a big moment, I think this is quite a nice story, is that when I was maybe about 16, I'd been playing double bass, mm-hmm. for a little bit, and my teacher offered me a job. All right, so it was to play double bass in a local theatrical production of the musical Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Right, it's great fun. And this was something I could do, and you know, I was good enough at the time. And so I went to play, and it was for a week of playing this thing. It was music that I could play, and it was enjoyable music, mm-hmm. good songs. And I was good, I felt confident about that, and I realised that also if you could almost like memorise the music, then there were, on the stage, there were, you know, beautiful dancing girls and everything, and I was kind of 16 years old, this was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And then, at the end of the week, they gave me money, you know, so I thought, that's it, that's success. I had a lovely time, they give me money for doing what I love, I'll do more of that.
And then you just, did you go to the theatre or somewhere to play?
No, I just started to do gigs, you know, just to form bands, and at first, you know, both playing jazz, but also playing rock and pop things, and we put bands together and started to make records and to do tours and things, and I think it grew, you know. I think it started. There was never a big moment of, mm-hmm. you know, success or making it. I think it's a process, and a process that I hope continues.
Okay, and how much time do you need to write one piece of music?
It depends entirely on the music. Sometimes the ideas are very fast. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes I write a tune in 5 minutes. Sometimes I might work and work and work and work, and it might take 6 months. You know, so you know, just trying to get, or you find a little piece and then you need another piece. So it varies. So sometimes it's, mm-hmm. Sometimes it's very quick. Sometimes it depends on the.
And how much songs do you have now? Not songs, but music. How much?
Oh, I mean, lots and lots. I don't know. But I've written loads. Yeah.
Do you play all of them?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you play them for a little while and then don't play them anymore. And sometimes you know, there are some that we keep playing. It changes. It changes. Yeah.
Okay. So, and how can you combine teaching and music? Like, it's now a university year.
Yeah, I have flexible schedules, mm-hmm. and a very good diary.
So it's about like you are for.
So I have to plan a long way in ahead, but but everybody knows, you know, I can make flexibility in my schedule as long as it, you know, it works. It works.
Okay, so thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.